This episode is brought to you by IVP. Do you feel ill-equipped to respond to systemic issues of race? In our book, Faithful Anti-Racism, Chad Brennan and I remind readers that Christ has overcome the world, including racism. We call readers to put research-backed practices to immediate use, moving past talk and entering the fight against racism in hopeful ways. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Faithful Anti-Racism for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by Innervar City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
The Daily Audio Bible Podcast, read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwem. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Job chapter 15 through chapter 17, verse 16. Eliphaz's second speech. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, "Does a wise man answer with blustery knowledge, or fill his belly with the east wind? Does he argue with useless talk, with words that have no value in them? But you even break off piety and hinder meditation before God. Your sin inspires your mouth. You choose the language of the crafty. Your own mouth condemns you, not I. Your own lips testify against you. Were you the first man ever born? Were you brought forth before the hills? Do you listen in on God's secret counsel? Do you limit wisdom to yourself? What do you know that we don't know? What do you understand that we don't understand? The gray-haired and the aged are on our side, men far older than your father. Are God's consolations too trivial for you, or words spoken in gentleness to you? Why has your heart carried you away? And why do your eyes flash when you turn your rage against God and allow such words to escape from your mouth? What is man that he should be pure, or one born of a woman, that he should be righteous? If God places no trust in his holy ones, if even the heavens are not pure in his eyes, how much less man, who is abominable and corrupt, who drinks in evil like water? I will explain to you. Listen to me. And what I have seen, I will declare, what wise men declare, hiding nothing from the tradition of their ancestors. To whom alone the land was given, when no foreigner passed among them. All his days the wicked man suffers torment, throughout the number of the years that are stored up for the tyrant. Terrifying sounds fill his ears. In a time of peace, marauders attack him. He does not expect to escape from darkness. He is marked for the sword. He wanders about, food for vultures. He knows that the day of darkness is at hand. Distress and anguish terrify him. They prevail against him, like a king ready to launch an attack. For he stretches out his hand against God and vaunts himself against the Almighty, defiantly charging against him with a thick strong shield. Because he covered his face with fat and made his hips bulge with fat, he lived in ruined towns and in houses where no one lives, where they are ready to crumble into heaps. He will not grow rich, and his wealth will not endure, nor will his possessions spread over the land. He will not escape the darkness. A flame will wither his shoots, and he will depart by the breath of God's mouth. Let him not trust in what is worthless, deceiving himself, for worthlessness will be his reward. Before his time, he will be paid in full, and his branches will not flourish. Like a vine, he will let his sour grapes fall, and like an olive tree, he will shed his blossoms. For the company of the godless is barren, and fire consumes the tents of those who accept bribes. They conceive trouble and bring forth evil. Their belly prepares deception. Job's reply to Eliphaz. Then Job replied, I have heard many things like these before. What miserable comforters are you all? Will there be an end to your windy words? Or what provokes you that you answer? I also could speak like you, if you were in my place. I could pile up words against you. I could shake my head at you. But I would strengthen you with my words. Comfort from my lips would bring you relief. Abandonment by God and man. But if I speak, my pain is not relieved. And if I refrain from speaking, how much of it goes away? Surely now he has worn me out. You have devastated my entire household. You have seized me, and it has become a witness. My leanness has risen up against me and testifies against me. His anger has torn me and persecuted me. He has gnashed at me with his teeth. My adversary locks his eyes on me. People have opened their mouths against me. They have struck my cheek in scorn. They unite together against me. God abandons me to evil men and throws me into the hands of wicked men. I was in peace, and he has shattered me. He has seized me by the neck and crushed me. He has made me his target. His archers surround me. Without pity, he pierces my kidneys and pours out my gall on the ground. He breaks through against me time and time again. He rushes against me like a warrior. I have sewed sackcloth on my skin and buried my horn in the dust. My face is reddened because of weeping, and on my eyelids there is a deep darkness. Although there is no violence in my hands, and my prayer is pure, an appeal to God as witness. On earth, do not cover my blood, nor let there be a secret place for my cry. Even now my witness is in heaven. My advocate is on high. My intercessor is my friend, as my eyes pour out tears to God. And he contends with God on behalf of man, as man pleads for his friend. For the years that lie ahead are few, and then I will go on the way of no return. My spirit is broken. My days have faded out. The grave awaits me. Surely mockery is with me. My eyes must dwell on their hostility. Set my pledge beside you. Who else will put up security for me? Because you have closed their minds to understanding, therefore you will not exalt them. If a man denounces his friends for personal gain, the eyes of his children will fail. He has made me a byword to the people. I am the one in whose face they spit. My eyes have grown dim with grief. My whole frame is but a shadow. Upright men are appalled at this. The innocent man is troubled with the godless. But the righteous man holds to his way, and the one with clean hands grows stronger. Anticipation of death. But turn, all of you, and come now. I will not find a wise man among you. My days have passed. My plans are shattered, even the desires of my heart. These men change night into day. They say the light is near in the face of darkness. If I hope for the grave to be my home, if I spread out my bed in darkness, if I cry out to corruption, you are my father, and to the worm, my mother, or my sister. Where then is my hope? And my hope, who sees it? Will it go down to the barred gates of death? Will we descend together into the dust? This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Jesus, we thank you, O Lord, that you are our greatest friend. So often we are looking and longing for words of comfort, for reassurance, for understanding. But there is no one who knows the trouble that we have seen. There is no one who understands. There is no one who can intercede and offer comfort like you. God, we pray that we might be the kind of words that comfort our suffering friends. We pray, O God, and we give you thanks that you are a friend who provides true words of deep comfort for us. We thank you that you are indeed our best and truest friend. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth's Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag Truth's Table.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.